It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 658.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Hi, Grace. Hello. So down there, you're below me.
We've got Grace in the building. Hi.
Welcome.
Okay, we're clapping.
Welcome.
Thank yeah, we're clapping.
Little April Fools. We were just keeping people on their toes, so we're a little late. It is one of those things,
late,
Josh.
Though.
I'm so confused by the car. Like, it always gets me when I'm in your car, which mm-hmm. won't be for another 6 months at least. It's you guys run 10 minutes fast. Is that right?
Yeah.
10 minutes
yeah.
fast?
Yeah, it's about 7 minutes, I think, to be specific.
I mean, but that's is that sort of preempting that you're always late, so you need to sort of somehow be ahead
well,
of time?
Bree is always – she likes being early to everything, whereas I'm an optimistic person when it comes to how long things will take, which
yeah.
– But I like to be same. Early as well.
Yeah,
Grace, so, are you an early or late to shit?
I'm early, and all my friends know it as well. Mm-hmm. Like, they know I'll turn up like 5 minutes before I'm meant to be there. So, yeah.
What
annoying,
about
but whatever.
Flights? If you're on an international flight, how long would you?
I'll probably get there like 2.5 hours before the flight.
Okay.
You know,
it's
just,
not that
just
impressive.
Push it a little bit.
Just very domestic.
Domestic.
You know, just, shooting down to Melbourne, just, you know, a bit nervous
yeah,
get on that.
When that happens.
2.5
yeah.
So Grace is yeah. one of our gronks that's holding down the fort mm-hmm. in the lockdown in Perth. Can you get out of the state or you can't? It's lockdown.
No, we're even locked into certain zones in WA. So there's like 9 different zones. So we can't go down south or up north or anything. And there's police yeah. at like the borders.
Yeah.
Stopping us and giving us fines if we try to get out.
Horrible if you're a criminal heavy. In these times. Like, that's your sort of main go-to.
So
just like judge.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're our mule.
WA.
I spoke to my mom, guys, this afternoon, and she said yesterday's episode was hilarious. And we also got some feedback from Craig Harper, who really enjoyed the episode. Mum specifically wanted to sort of just touch on the penis pump content that we turned out. Because I haven't spoken to Mum about this since it all went down, since my penis pump went missing. It was a Kris Kringle. Don't think I just buy these things. It was given to me randomly. But, guys, I have an official statement from Joanne Jackett, and here it is.
Tommy, I'm ringing apropos of the penis pump that you were talking about in your podcast the other day, and I remember that vividly, that Christmas morning where you received that present from Brad. So anyway, I wanted to just let you know that it was not me that got rid of it. I never wanted to see it again. So I don't know where it is.
Oh, oh my God. This is the new Tiger King documentary. Who's
got
who killed Carol's husband? Who threw out my cock pump? Seriously, I want to know. Seriously, who has thrown out my cock pump?
It's annoying. The
I'm going to have to get Dad. I'm going to call Dad.
Did you, TJ, share a lot of stuff with your brothers growing up?
If you're in a roundabout way asking if I shared my cock pump, absolutely not.
No.
Well, I was the little brother, so it was always me wanting this, you know, wanting my other brother's things. Like there's a photo of me. It was my brother's probably 12th birthday. And he's got all these boys in this room playing Nintendo, and you just see me at the window just like this, like just wanting to get in. And so, no, I mean, I got a lot of things, but I also stole. I was a bit of a rat. I'd get into their drawers and, you know, sniff about.
So was that you were a console family? What gaming system were you using? Was it Nintendo?
I grew up like the first Nintendo with the Duck Hunter started mm-hmm. there. What was that? That was like and then it went to.
Was it Nintendo 64?
No. Yeah. Dude, this is many years before that. Like box, it was like, you know, the full cartridges, like twice mm-hmm. the size of the Nintendo 64.
We had a Sega, Mega Drive.
We went all of them, but it was mm-hmm. all Nintendo stuff. And then Nintendo 64, and then PlayStation. But then I like lost total interest, and like I'm losing interest in this conversation right now.
No, I want to know that. No, Sevs, did you play games?
Only PS3 was the first console I think that I had, and it was FIFA, COD, yeah, driving, Gran Turismo, another driving game.
Look out, guys. Grace is impressed. Grace is impressed by all of our stories about it.
Grace, what did you have? Mason, do you still have a PlayStation? Now, that would really be impressive if you still got it.
No, I've sold it.
Oh, no.
We've got one. Actually, we've got a PS4, but don't use it.
Okay. And so what did you grow up on? Like, what did you play growing up?
We had a PS1 for ages, and then Mum didn't allow my brother and I to update it, so we had a PS1. So we would just go down to my cousin's and play PS2, PS3 down there. Mm-hmm. And it was FIFA, the AFL games, the driving games, but I was always left out of those, and the boys just played while I just sat there and, you know, chatted with them.
Mm-hmm. There is one game, I don't know if even you might, maybe your brothers were well into sport, Josh, but there was a game where you rolled out a little sort of carpet oval and you had this sort of ball bearing, sort of a thick sort of metal ball, and you dropped it down this little slope and you'd play cricket. And there'd be a little keepers that would have like their feet molded. So if it went to them, it would go into their legs. But that was nostalgic. Thinking about that. There's been a heap of content online of people rolling out their old games from
I think it'd be because fun. Of
the coronavirus.
I think we could even start a bit of a like a LAN party, like a virtual LAN party where we could all play games.
Let's just keep it to your book club, right?
When's that starting up?
Well, the funny thing, I said, let's not talk about the book club for a second, but the on the game thing, Bree said she was wanting to order a new couch. I said, okay, we can get a couch, but can I get a PlayStation? And she brought up, which was very fair, that she's like, why every single time I want to buy something, do you think that that means that you need to get something? And it did sort of point out the fact that I'm a bit of a baby.
Can I just ask, what's going on with your couch? You have a lovely couch.
Well, Bree doesn't think it's deep enough.
It also makes a squeaky noise, doesn't it?
Yeah, but she put it on Gumtree, which I think
is... I could have bought this. I might... Well, like, still, we need still a couch.
Good. Well, yeah, so it's still very good. We could negotiate offline.
Yeah. Do you know
maybe offline?
Do you know how much it is that it's on listed for?
No, I don't know. Bree!
I'm actually is it still up? I can...
Bree! I think she's gone to get food. We're having steak tonight, I think. Anyway, we've got people writing in on the comments.
What are we saying? Sebs, what are people saying?
Gemma's saying, OMG, yes, hello, I'm late, but I'm here for this.
Yeah. Guys, sorry, I found the couch on Gumtree.
Oh, really?
I found it. $700. $700 bucks. Jesus.
Is that
originally
a good price?
Paid $1,000. Grey marl couch purchased on Temple & Webster, selling because we've decided we'd like a smaller couch in our space.
I think we want it to be bigger.
Well, that's near new three-seater couch in Ottoman.
Yeah.
Pick anyway, up from Collingwood only. Yeah.
It's very annoying.
What else is Bree selling?
No, that was it. No, and nothing else. She told me, and we've already got someone scamming us. Emma asks, does this mean that we're going to have Danielle on the show? No, the reason why we have Grace on the show is because of what you studied. Now, Sevs has already told me that I can't lean in too much. Like he's already said.
No, you're not allowed to.
He said, like, she's not like a doctor. You can't ask all these questions. No. I was like, stop playing down that Grace is like.
I told him to tell you that. I was like, don't ask me too many hard questions.
And so,
Josh, can you bring up her lower third of infectious disease expert?
What did you study?
So my postgraduate degree was a master's of infectious disease.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. And so tell us about it.
Oh gosh. Well, it was a 2-year course, had to do a thesis on it, and we kind of did a bit of everything.
How many words?
It was a page count, so it was like less, it had to be less than 50 pages.
Oh, they had a minute, like, oh, that's good. Less?
Yeah.
So you could have done one.
Less than 50. I could have done. I was thinking of just putting in like a photo, like, you know, picture tells 1,000 words, but but yeah, so less than 50 pages. So that was interesting. But then we kind of did little bits of pieces like bacteriology, parasitology, like public health and food, microbiology. So a little bit of everything. Yeah.
I guess first question is love the most infectious disease?
I saw that on the meme.
Love who you cut to. I saw that on a meme today. I was like, oh, that's funny, but it's not a disease.
Could be. Some people might say it is. We didn't study it though, so.
So when you saw the coronavirus stuff, like what do you, where do you geek out when you're looking at all this stuff?
I'm really interested in the numbers side of things, like the statistics around the, you know, the countries and their deaths and their cases, unfortunately. That's kind of what I prefer, as opposed to the virus and how it enters the body and how it replicates and everything. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say as opposed to like the survival and, you know, the good story. Just like, like that hard death count, you know?
Yeah.
Just love that Italian footage of the morgues, you know?
Yeah.
Just,
well, I have. Heavy. Yeah, it's pretty heavy. Sorry about that.
I took a real turn.
No, I've got a question. You might not know the answer. But do you remember? It feels like a few weeks ago, there were these memes going around being like, guys, you're so dumb. Like the washing or using hand sanitizer or whatever can't get, like, this is a virus. It's not bacteria. Do you guys remember these memes?
Yeah.
What's the deal? Yeah. I don't understand them because I feel like we're.
Well, it just depends what you're trying to kill. Like we're trying to kill a virus rather than bacteria. So people were taking antibiotics, but they don't really work on viruses. So. Similar thing, like you need a percentage of alcohol in your hand sanitizer to kill the virus. So,
well, yeah. How much? Because it's actually seeping out of Gemma Watts' pores. So is Gemma Watts immune based on alcohol?
Probably she is, definitely. She'll be fine. No,
here's a fun fact. I think it was Louis Vuitton have turned one of their perfume factories into a hand sanitizer factory, and they're giving it away for free to the government.
Aren't distilleries doing that as well?
Yeah.
Like some gin distilleries, I think, are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it doing?
Shame Warne.
Wouldn't want that.
There's something about him changing his it was gin, something into a hand sanitizer thing. Anyway.
He owns the gin distillery we're talking about. No, there he is. But no, I thought Louis Vuitton was a good one. They just cease development of their perfumes.
Aren't they also making masks and stuff? Like some fashion brands are making masks, which I think is pretty cool as well. 7 grand
a mask.
Melbourne versus Sydney. 97 was saying that you were toing and froing between.
Does he just tell you everything that we say?
Pretty much.
Absolutely. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, God, I'm going to censor it now.
Seriously, no chill, Jock. You've got no chill.
Oh, God, here we go.
So Melbourne versus Sydney, pros and cons, Melbourne. I'm curious because I know people in WA, for whatever reason, hate Melbourne and Sydney for the most part. I feel like that's a no.
I feel like Sydney's like a bigger Perth. A lot of us say that. Well, I definitely say that. A lot of my friends say that as well. I prefer Melbourne over Sydney. So, yeah.
Why is that even – like we don't – you live in Perth. Why is the discussion around Melbourne?
Because she's looking at are you looking for work in Melbourne?
I did want to move from Perth this year. That was the plan. So I was looking at a range of different places, including over East and including Melbourne, but also Sydney.
What's the deal with the lamps? So what is it? Because I see that like in the US, they're using all the different labs to do testing. Can you, with your work, does that mean you could eventually be doing like testing and shit?
I could do. Even in Perth, they've, because I work at a hospital at the moment, just doing admin and stuff, they've put out kind of like, they did like a survey of everyone that works there going, who has clinical skills, who doesn't, who would want to get clinical skills. So I guess if they need me, then I could do it because I've got diagnostic experience and things like that. So, yeah, could do that in Sydney or Melbourne as well.
Yeah. Josh is catching me. It's a bit distracting.
As opposed to Mason.
Nah, Captain Mason. That vein is absolutely on fire.
I feel like I'm asking all the questions. I thought it was like, we normally do one for one, but I've done 10 in a row.
That's right. Oh, gosh. Good job, guys.
Gemma's saying, Grace, I need to message you later, re-fringe cutting. I've told the boys you've inspired me. I was going to let mine grow out, but you've convinced me that an at-home job is possible.
Yeah, this side's a bit dodgy, but this side's good. So,
thing.
Message me later.
Yeah, the hairdresser, I don't want to take Bodie to a hairdresser. I thought there could be, and Josh, I was concerned about your hair as well, because you definitely want to.
I've got Bondi Boost.
No, but I'm talking about haircut, like for when it gets, you know, say you're in not solitary, but you're in quarantine for quite some time, self-isolation, 6 months, your hair will go quite long. I was just thinking about us all giving ourselves or our partners giving us haircuts, and one of them is me giving Bodhi a haircut. Do you know what? I actually think Bodhi would look sick with a Tiger King looking haircut,
like a mullet,
Mason's legit
doing that, aren't you?
Oh yeah,
growing it out.
Are you growing it out, Mace? You gonna go mullet?
No, I don't know about a mullet.
No, but. Definitely, I think we could get Bodhi a mullet. So there's Amy's going to come home and just be so pissed.
Don't do it while you're young.
Don't. You don't have haircut. To. The swab thing that they put all the way in the back of the nostril, what other things do they normally like test with that tool?
That would be like if you're asking, they might do penis swabs with that.
Oh, really? What? No, I literally wasn't. No, but I mean like actually for the nostril, like the actual.
Yeah, well, it's like a bendable swab, I guess, because with the mouth ones, they're just like a stick and you have to like swab basically the back of the mouth and it's really bad.
So what else do they need to test? Like when else would someone be like, I want to be tested for this, that they're doing the one. Like
up the nose?
Because you know how like some pathologists are really good at drawing blood or whatever and other people are shit house. I feel like for a coronavirus, you don't want someone that isn't good at like shoving it because it's like it looks painful.
It is pretty painful. But things like any other kind of bacteria other bacteria that causes pneumonia and stuff like that would be living in those areas. So stuff like that. Any upper respiratory tract infections that you need to swab for.
What have you swabbed for? Tested on you, but just what you've done for people.
At uni we had to do the mouth swab, so like stick it right to the back of your throat and basically like touch the tonsils, which is quite gross. And then we had to like cough onto a plate and stuff. But I've swabbed all kinds of things. Like we did blood, sputum, urine, feces.
What's sputum?
That's the exact same question that I asked.
What is sputum?
Phlegm, stuff in your chest. Huh. So, yeah, when you cough it up, that kind of stuff.
Why is it called sputum?
I don't know why. One of my friends did say it's – well, because isn't when you taste wine, when you like you swirl it in your mouth and spit out, that's called like spute something. So I think it's a similar, like it's come from that. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Talking about wine, you had an incident a couple of days ago.
Seriously, Josh.
And also, seriously, Mason, what the fuck?
Oh, I'm on the FaceTime. The wine thing. No, you spilt wine. Yeah. No, I was worried for the situation because it's the worst possible thing that could happen.
Yeah, I spilt wine on my laptop and it went black and then didn't turn on. But it's getting fixed, so it's fine.
Is it a work laptop at least?
No, it's my laptop. But I had purchased AppleCare Plus, so it brings the price down a lot compared to what it would have been.
So it's almost wine-proof. Yeah. What did you was this Friday night drinks or are you just getting stuck into it on another night?
This was Sunday night, I think it was. Yeah, Sunday night. Yeah. Mason? Josh?
It was Sunday night.
Yeah, Josh. Yeah.
God. Yeah, so next, sorry, then Monday mate. I took it to the IT place.
Yeah. Well, there's no Apple store open. What store?
No, I know that's what I was freaking out about. So I Googled Apple store and then they linked me a place nearby that are authorized Apple store. So they have taken it in and are currently fixing it. So fingers crossed I get it back in time for Friday night drinks.
Jake Nicholson says, Josh over here getting the full FaceTime transcripts.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch what I say to Mason now.
I've specifically told him that you'd like that it's not on. Like Bree used to get so pissed because I tell everyone everything. So,
yeah, but also I mean, Bree probably didn't have some rat just telling Bree, just starting conversation with their conversation. This is not okay, dude.
Well, Mason's got like...
He's just trying to see if his chat's cool and stuff.
You're the most interesting thing that's happening to 97. So it's like, what else are we talking
about? Also, Grace, I actually want to give Sevs some leeway here because Josh can't keep shit to himself. You cannot keep a secret. You cannot keep your own secrets. It's
my friend. So.
I just think that it's better. At least it's an open book. Like in
podcast coming out tomorrow. My friend's interrogating Mr. 97.
Yeah, we could do that.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that. See, I'm actually holding back, just trying to sort of ask you personal questions about growing up, like in Perth. Well, no, just like. I'm resisting interrogating.
No personal questions.
Okay.
Well, that's how you have a bit of chill, but just not sort of just coming out the gates.
That's right.
I was going to say, Josh asks, so he'll push hard. He'll push hard on Mason to get the information. There's an
Mason,
interrogation.
Literally. It's not true. It's actually not true. No, I will defend that.
Can even be asking.
You know how Josh, you showed us that photo Mr. 97 sent to you?
Yes.
He also sent it to me.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Now you know.
Mason, geez, he's such. Geez, Mason, you are a real bitch sometimes.
Sorry, me under the bus.
Geez.
Oh, goodness me.
Jem Watts, I will just sort of feed her questions through to you, Grace. What are your intentions with my sweet angel?
No, you don't have to
get to know it.
This
one, oh my God.
Yeah, I can't stand watching maths. I'm not going to have it on my show, you know.
This is George Martin. This is comment of the day. Parents fighting over their celebrity son's public relationship.
Yes.
I love
this.
Oh,
goodness.
Netflix. What do you think of King Tiger so far?
Yeah, Josh, what episode are we up to?
We're up to 2, and I know you like it. I know.
Oh my God! This is never happening again.
God, it's like you haven't had enough friends, Josh, to have this realization that you don't lead with. You don't lead with it like you know. It's always like, just lie. What are you watching? Grace, what are you watching on Netflix?
Well, that seems disingenuous. But yeah, what have you been up to, Grace? What's happening?
I've been watching Tiger King on Netflix. Doing a few Netflix parties. I think we've sorted it out now.
Yeah, great. Josh, I did see the bit in the doco where he loses all his footage, and I was my asshole clenched. Yeah. There was no
your asshole was clenched.
it was all held in. You know.
Speaking of assholes,
yeah.
No, we got a message from Lan saying, I've heard a swab is like an anal probe to the nose.
Oh.
I've never had an anal probe. Outside of the squeegee.
So how did you know what that feels like? But it would be very uncomfortable.
swab down the penile eye is also, it would not be cool. I haven't heard one, but haven't heard good things. I actually once woke up and I'd had something shoved up my bum, and that was in a surgery. But it was, you know, like they,
the pills they put up there. What are they called? I've forgotten. My brain's gone dead.
Party pills.
Not those.
No, but I definitely had, and I thought, I can't even feel it. That's a reflection on me or them, you know, smooth operators.
So the Melbourne's going back to the Melbourne Sydney thing. What like pros and cons? Trevor Long loves Sydney. He's always yapping on about that.
Yeah. Still loves Sydney.
Yeah. What's your?
I feel my friend actually, because I've been talking to a friend about this who lives in Melbourne, and they were saying they reckon I would prefer Melbourne because A, the footy's there, and I'm quite into my footy, so I would just go to all the games basically. And I just like Melbourne better, like the vibe better, good cafe scenes as well. And I have family and friends that live in Melbourne, so I guess that's a pro.
Who do you barrack for?
I'm a Fremantle Dockers girl.
Okay.
Yeah. Mason, who do you barrack for?
Yeah, Fremantle Dockers, you fucked up. Yeah. This is why I need to be on the call. You're a fucking idiot. Oh my god, TJ, can we all agree?
Yeah.
If you don't follow, you just say I don't follow that closely. But Fremantle, I do like their colours. Fuck me, Dad.
Yeah, he needs some tips, guys. Help him out, please.
Yeah,
I mean, he was trying to flirt with good banter, and that.
Good bants. Hey, what's your good drink bants, for Friday night drinks? This coming week.
I've actually been thinking about this. I was either going to have the rest of the wine that I had on Sunday night that I didn't drink after the spill, or I went down south recently, as in like down to the Margaret River region in WA, and I bought gin from Giniversity down there. So I was thinking of opening that and having gin and tonics.
Yeah,
but we'll see. It's what, 1 o'clock,
what,
so.
Well, you've what been, we are sure on is it will be a ginormous glass, somewhat. Obviously. Sure.
How good are those glasses, though, guys?
Yeah. It's the size of your head.
Yeah, you could have destroyed 4 laptops with one drink. What should 97 drink?
What's in the cupboard? Is wine still in there?
He hasn't gotten any orange juice, even though.
I kept telling him OJ and vodka is great.
Yeah.
What's that, Mace?
I was about to say, I think we still have some of that same bottle of wine. Just a whole new bottle, actually.
Ew.
I think you should. Can you go down just for a bit of content? You need to get out of the house, live a little, Mace. Go down to the bottle shop and actually try and find something.
FaceTime me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we can pick it out.
But I reckon you should try. Just have the experience of like what it's like to be a normal, I mean, a young adult going into a bottle shop to buy a few drinks.
Actually, Tommy, when you said to Queen Gronk today that all the bottle shops were going to close, because I had just woken up, so I was half asleep, and you said that, and I was like, oh my God, I've got to go down today before it closes.
Gotcha.
You got me. Very good.
Has anyone else tried to fool you today?
No, but my friend said that her parents said to her, oh, the schools are all opening back next week, so your sisters will be going back to school. And then she was on a Zoom call apparently for her work and was like, guys, like the schools are back next week. How great. And they were like, no, they're not. And she's like, oh, God, I've just like lost my job. So, yeah.
Has 97 asked you what you listen to on Spotify?
No, he hasn't. I've been waiting for that.
Is that Josh's, is that your classic line or something?
No, that's what Sev's, when his dating question. He hasn't even tried to use the big guns.
He's saving it. He's saving it.
He is.
For real cut through.
I don't even know what's on my Spotify. Just bangers.
What do you listen to?
Oh, gosh. This is embarrassing. I don't know what it is yet.
I'm just taking your question, Sev.
I was going to say.
Tomorrow. Well, at the moment, I'm going through kind of an old school, like a throwback kind of vibe. So I'm listening to a lot of Jess Malvoy, Been Waiting's a tune. But then I'm getting around the disco vibes as well at the moment because my friend's kind of like that. So I'm just going off their playlists and things like that. I've got I Want to Dance with Somebody. Yeah, ABBA.
Yeah,
I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston. Great song. What else do I have on here? Oh, God, Toxic Britney Spears is a banger. Hips Don't Lie.
Oh, yeah, good
tune. So when you played that, Josh, with your Hour of Power, I was like, great song, great song.
That was great.
Is that happening again? Because that was my exercise.
Yeah, I do want to do the – I was thinking once – because I said to Bree, hey, I'm thinking of doing it every morning. And she said no, too much. And so I'm going to do it – I'll do it every Saturday. Yeah.
Every Saturday. Saturday vibe. Mm-hmm. It's great. Indoor dance.
Can we submit songs?
That's where I fucked up. The playlist was trash because I just typed in dance and the problem was I had it sorted by artists and so there was too many of the same artists coming up, obviously.
Yeah, but it was good though.
Russ Keys just said, I think we should kick off Friday drinks with Auntie Jem Q&A with Grace.
I'm all for it, Queen Gronk.
Oh, that's good. Maybe we could do like a kick on drinks where you can stick around and we can just bring a couple of piss heads. I mean, bring a couple of great women into the conversation.
I feel like Queen Gronk and I would get along because we do like to drink and we do like to chat.
Yeah. Please. Can we do this, Josh? Have we got the kick-ons. Tech capabilities?
What's the tech?
Just Zoom?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I guess it's on Zoom. Yeah, I forgot. I keep thinking it's through this.
Jem is available. That's good.
Jem is available.
Oh, perfect. Well, it'll be like 2, 3 p.m. for me, so that's great.
Great.
Yes.
And then I can kick on with my friends after.
So Sebs has been saying, hurtful, what are we?
Oh, yeah, you're my friends as well. Friend. I don't know.
Wait, what the fuck is that?
Well, virtual friends? I don't know what I call you guys.
Yeah.
Trunks?
Yeah.
Sorry, Tommy.
No, you go.
I was just saying my group, like Chat and I are usually before, like we usually go out for drinks on Friday, but we're doing the Friday night drinks via Zoom or house party these days.
Mm-hmm. What time do they kick off?
Usually like 5:30 because that's when people start or stop work. Yeah, so I've got plenty of time for my friends here, my interstate friends.
You'll be drinking, 6 hours straight, I reckon. It's actually more dangerous than back in the day. One thing, sort of just finishing up, have you got any other podcasts? Do you listen to any others like ours? Just trying to check if you're cheating on us.
I don't listen to any other podcasts daily, that's for sure. Listen to you guys daily or twice.
That's a good answer.
We're the only daily talker out there. So
it's the equivalent of like, I'm not speaking to any other guys in Melbourne.
I mean, true. But no, I listen to you guys daily and then I'm a Shameless fan. That's how I found you guys when the whole Shameless dating thing happened.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's cute. and then What else do I listen to? He's going Cut so red.
Put him black and white now, Josh.
Yeah, yeah. Right, get the kill.
Drop that saturation on his face.
Yeah, the Shameless podcast. What else do I listen to? I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
For our audio listeners,
yeah, I'm just
Josh is having a field day with cutting to Mr. 97 at moments to see his reaction. So it's well worth watching on YouTube.
Sorry.
That's all right. Def need an after party kick-ons. Yeah.
Yeah, after party for sure. I'm all about it.
Yeah. Gemma George. Said she was pushing for kick-ons last week.
She was actually. So what does kick-ons actually mean in regards to this? Because is it just
you
not
just kick on.
So it's just longer. So
it'd be like a wedding happens and the wedding finishes at 11 p.m.
It's just an after party. That's it.
And you want to kick on after party. And so I guess the location doesn't change. You can change Zoom room if you want, Josh.
Yeah, should we make a different Zoom room?
Record it.
Oh, yeah, so no recording. Okay.
Yeah, no, we won't record. Like, if the kick on should be like the next day.
If I'm there, it's all recorded. So
Mr. 97 will tell you.
Even if you're not there, it's recorded, Josh.
Yeah. We've also got George says Sev's grin ear to ear is to die for.
So cute, says Alexandra. Now this is beautiful. Right.
Oh, gosh.
I'm pumped about Friday night drinks again. This
Me
is
too.
Becoming Two the days. Thing that we're most pumped about. I mean, tomorrow we've got, can we say who we've got, Josh?
Yeah, you've got Fordham on the show.
Ben Fordham, our man.
It's crazy.
Up on the ground. Is he
that's crazy.
That is crazy. I'm going to wear my That's Crazy t-shirt for sure.
No, he's in Sydney. I worked with Sophia, his producer. And we got him all set up technically so he can do it all at home. He's got his mic and all that sort of thing. So that's good.
Awesome.
Grace, this is an official invite to 97's birthday party.
You already invited
me. You're doing the invites, am I?
Oh, hang on. Sorry. Go, Sebs.
Wait, what?
I guess this is an official invite then. I've already done it, but that's all good.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I'll fly to Melbourne for the 21st.
Mate. I was so pissed.
Is great.
If that was Josh inviting you before Mr. 97 did, I would have been pissed.
No, he's done it already, so it's fine.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. I said, as long as I'm one of the 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we still have 8 availabilities, so.
Yeah. Well, perfect. I've made the cut. Yay. Yeah. No, I'm excited. I'll start looking for an outfit.
Yeah. Work out your speech. Get your speech going. Your speech.
Is it themed?
Oh, is it themed?
Like, are we doing like cocktail or is it?
It's a wedding theme.
We've got 5 months to work it out.
Yeah, we got Jess to plan the wedding with us.
Yeah, perfect. That's perfect. Yeah. All right, we'll call it the 21st so we can have more people in the room.
I'm going to go pick up my beautiful wife.
Okay, great. All right. It's a daily talk show. Would definitely suggest you watch this one at youtube.com/thedailytalkshow. Thanks, Grace, for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting me, guys. I had a blast.
Oh, no worries. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Love you all.